Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and I only put on things that I really like a lot, and occasionally to have something odd. A guest, or a joke, or a story, and I call those oddball things, including my guests, wombats. So it's Wombats and Music. I don't have a wombat plan for tonight, but sometimes they occur spontaneously. The first song is almost a wombat. It's called It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion. Waylon Jennings sings this song, and it's with the Waymore Blues Band, which is his own handpicked group, and they sound like they're having a great time. The song was co-written by Shel Silverstein, one of my favorite artists, and I'll talk about him anytime I play a song by him, but right now I'll just tell you, he is a funny and joyful human, and I think this song captures that.
Wonderful.
It's the world's gone crazy cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. The side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Johnny come lately, so coming in early. The early bird's showing up. Straight men all wanna be funny. Oh, the funny men all wanna get straight.
And villains have turned into heroes. The heroes have turned into heroes. Villains all wanna be lovers. And the lovers all wanna be. It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be the front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Preachers on TV begging for money, selling the sweet by and by. Everybody wants to see heaven, but nobody's willing to die.
The meek ain't inherited nothing. The leaders are falling behind. So I'm singing my songs to the deaf men, and I'm dancing my dance to the blind.
It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. Ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
And the world's gone crazy.
It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion.
And the ladies are dancing.
Ladies are dancing alone.
Two, three, one, two, three.
The World's Gone Crazy Cotillion by Waylon Jennings and Shel Silverstein. Well, next up comes a more serious song. This is The Rebel Song by Sinead O'Connor. And her voice is incredible. It's clarity, it's simplicity, it's just powerful. And this particular song, it has a strong sense of poignancy. Trying to describe human emotions is hard because we don't have any scientific way to measure them. But in this one, I hear sadness and sorrow, longing, and almost despair. But most of all, I hear sincerity. She's singing to me from the heart. The Rebel Song by Sinead O'Connor. I often mention that I only play songs I love, so these songs are really all my favorites, but some are more favorite than others, and sometimes I try and categorize them and say this is one of the top 10, but I think my top 10 is a little bit flexible. Anyway, this one is one of my top 10. This is Spanish Dancer by Patti Sciarfa. Patti Sciarfa is Bruce Springsteen's wife. Now, Bruce Springsteen is such a megastar, and Patti Sciarfa is a singer in his band, so she's kind of eclipsed by his fame. But this one song alone brought me, made me aware of how much talent a person can have, even when they're overshadowed by someone like Bruce Springsteen. So this is Patti Sciarfa, and it's a song of magic and romance, and then there's a little place where reality seeps through into her consciousness. See if you can find that place. Is there a point in the song where the magic is a little weaker and reality comes boiling through?
Spanish dancer. Steps I follow when he comes near. The red dress of temptation over a long black slip of fear. Will I fall beneath the shadow of some broken cross? My arms emptied and all my treasures lost. Still like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them. Oh, mama, the bridges were burning over a river black and cold. But I walked when love commanded me up to the edges of his soul. But I'm still frightened of that dark divide. Oh, will I gain entrance or be denied? Roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Some fantastic tool that you should never be worthy of. But all those illusions trip and fall. He is just a man after all. Just like that Spanish dancer, I pull my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, just like that Spanish dancer, just like that Spanish dancer.
Spanish Dancer by Paddy Scialfa. Well, next up is a gospel tune, I Am a Pilgrim by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band will often bring in guest artists and have all sorts of instruments, but this particular version, this song, is a very simple song. There's mainly one other instrument, a guitar. There's a voice and a guitar. It's a steel guitar, and there's a lot of sliding going on, which I like a lot. And there, I think there may be a bass in there and some other instruments. The main thing you hear is the voice and a very simple song. and a beautiful gospel song. I'm particularly prone towards some of the gospel songs. This one's called I Am a Pilgrim.
I am a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this wearisome land, and I've got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not, good Lordy, and it's not, not made by hand. I've got a mother, a sister and a brother who have gone to that sweet home, and I'm determined to go and see them, good Lord, over on, good Lordy, over on that other shore. As I go down to the river of Jordan just to bathe my weary soul, if I could touch but just the hem of his garment, good Lord, I believe, Lordy, I believe that it would make me whole. Now when I'm dead, laying in my coffin, all of my friends all gathered around, they can say that he just laying there sleeping, good Lord, sweet peace, Lord, sweet peace, his soul is found. I am a pilgrim and a stranger just traveling through this wearisome land, but I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not, good Lord, and it's not, not made by hand.
That was I Am a Pilgrim by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Next up is Terry Gibbs, country singer, and Somebody's Knockin' Live. And there's a little introduction here, and I left it in to give you some context. So this is a song with a lot of rhythm and a lot of soul. This is Somebody's Knocking by Terry Gibbs.
Here we are again, coming to you from the city beautiful Orlando, Florida. This is Rex Allen, inviting you to stay with us for some of country music's finest, all on Church Street Station from the Cheyenne Saloon and Opera House. This week, the truly remarkable Miss Terry Gibbs.
Oh,
Somebody's Knockin' by Terry Gibbs. Next, we have a song called Young Love from 1957 by Sonny James. And Sonny James apparently had about 26 number one songs, but this one was the longest one that held a position for the longest time. And I remember it. I was in high school at the time, and it just caught the sense of when you're that young and you have a crush on someone, it's almost painful, and it's a clean emotion. Later in life, when you have romance and stuff, it's more complex. But at that age, for me anyway, and this song caught something about that. This song kind of conveys a little bit of the emotion that I could feel at that point in my life, and I think it's a beautiful song.
They say forever boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love, one kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another, there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love.
Young Love by Sonny James. Next comes up Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel. I think I probably have played more songs by Simon and Garfunkel and Paul Simon than any other artist on my show. And I had a few artists I've played a lot of, Johnny Cash for one, Judy Collins another, and various others. But Simon and Garfunkel seem to win out because of the variety of the music and also Paul Simon's great career. But this particular song was one of the first ones I heard by them, and I was quite attached to it. So I now share it with you. This is Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cowrick shirt, a deep forest green. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Sweet of sparrow and snow-crested plough. Without no seam or needles and echoes, the child of a fountain. She'll be a true love of mine.
Strands and polishes a fan,
and she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel. It's time to take a break and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And you can also pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. At EHC is Emory Henry College, so WEHCFM.com. And if you have one of those devices like a Google or Alexa, you can ask it, play radio station WEHC, and with a little luck, it will play it. Let's hope. Anyway, so this is my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and I call any oddball things I throw in Wombats, and that's the title, Wombats in Music. The next song is, again, one of the ones I would probably put in my top 10. I wonder how many times I've put songs in the top 10 and how many there are. This one is Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash. I particularly love several things. I love the banjo in here. Now, I like frailing banjo. I don't think this is frailing. It's probably three-finger, but it's got such a heavy rhythm, it could be frailing. Frailing has a much stronger rhythm than three-finger usually, but this has a strong, beautiful pattern. And the second thing is, on many of the songs I play, I'll mention they talk about wanderlust. People have that. I have some. They can't, you know, this Ennio Wind That Blows is about his wife or lover or his lady friend, and she just, every now and then, she just takes off, and there's no way to control it. There's a song, The Wayward Wind, that catches that spirit in a man, but this is a lady, and the singer, Johnny Cash, you feel he doesn't hold it against her. He understands it is her nature. So, anyway, but it's just a beautiful song, one of my favorites, Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash.
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day, slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me, yes I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash. My wife's son, Adam, was in town this weekend, and he uses Spotify a lot and plays a lot of music on it. And at one point, I heard this song go by. Whenever I hear a song that captures me, I jump to find out what it is. This one's called Jump for Joy, and it's by an artist I was not familiar with, Jake Xerxes Fussell. First, Xerxes Fussell. How's that for a name? And again, like an earlier song, like I Am a Pilgrim, it's very simply done. There's a voice and a guitar are the two main parts. There are some other instruments in there probably, but mainly it's just a voice and a guitar. Very simple, very clean. And somehow it reached me. And so now here's your chance to see if it can reach you. This is Jump for Joy. Thank you.
thee well. Land of cotton, cotton, Lila's out of style. Honey child, jump for joy. And don't you grieve, little Eve. All the hounds, I do believe, have been killed. Ain't you thrilled? Jump for joy. Have you seen pastures groovy? While green pastures was just a Technicolor movie. And when you stomp up to heaven and you meet old St. Pete, tell that boy, jump for joy. Step right in, give Pete some skin and jump for joy. Child, jump for joy. And don't you grieve, little Eve. All the hounds, I do believe, have been killed. Ain't you thrilled? Jump for joy. Have you seen pastures groovy? While green pastures was just a Technicolor movie. When you stomp up to heaven and you meet old St. Pete, tell that boy, jump for joy. Step right in, give Pete some skin and jump for joy.
Jump for Joy by Jake Xerces Fussell. And I often mention the instruments like the guitar, and I fail to mention many times the bass. The bass is so ordinary sounding, you just kind of take it for granted. And yet I think it adds a lot, especially to a song like that. The bass played well, it doesn't present itself, it doesn't stand out, and yet I think it underlies everything. Well, next up is one of the classics of classical music, Pachelbel's Canon. This particular version is arranged by George Winston, the pianist playing it. And it has, I was trying to think of the right word, an almost inexorable, is that the right word, inevitable? It starts off so simple, just a few notes, and then it adds a little bit more, a little bit more, and eventually becomes a very complex thing. A canon is like a round, you know, like row, row your boat, row, row, row your boat, where the same tune is played over and over against itself, offset. And Pachelbel's Canon is one of those things. But it starts off without any of that. And I heard this about 6 months ago. My friend Andy Stokes played it for me, and I've since fallen in love with it. I'm not a big classical music fan most of the time, but this one does it. So here is Pachelbel's Canon by George Winston. Mm-hmm. That was Pachelbel's Canon, Variations on Pachelbel's Canon by George Winston, pianist. Next up is a song by Ed Sheeran. I've played another song by him on my show, I See Fire, which I find a powerful song. This one's Thinking Out Loud. Ed Sheeran is a composer and a performer, and I'm sure he composed these songs, and a powerful musician in his way. This one was a little simpler than I See Fire, but still, there's some sort of energy rolling through these songs of Ed Sheeran's. And I plan to listen to some other things by him and see if maybe there's some others that I would like as much. But this one caught me a few years ago.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall less hard at 23. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day, and I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now into your loving arms, kiss me under the light of a thousand stars, place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are.
When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smiles forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways, and maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the same mistakes, hoping that out loud, that maybe we found love
where we are.
Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. Next up is Rolling with the Flow by Charlie Rich. I think it's a message for all of us of one way to deal with life. It's a lot easier to do when things are going well, but I think it also works when things are going a little rough. So here is Charlie Rich singing Rolling with the Flow.
Once was a thought inside my head. Before I reached 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go. I keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up and do just fine. Ah, but I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow.
Keep on rolling with the flow.
While guys my age are raising kids, I'm raising hell just like I did. I've got a lot of crazy friends, and they forgive me of my sins. Some might be calling me a bum, but I'm still out there having fun. And Jesus loves me, yes I know. So I keep on rolling with the flow.
Rolling with the Flow by Charlie Rich. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and one of the ways I can do a wombat is to throw a little philosophy in. So hang on, here we go. I'm often somewhat critical of large organized religions, both because of the bureaucracy of them all, and bureaucracies tend to want to preserve themselves over anything else. That's their main goal. And also because many of the religions interpret very literally things that I think should be better interpreted metaphorically. However, I recently started reading The Power of Myth by Joseph Campbell and ran across a quote in there, and he criticized religions, all religions I guess, because they no longer focused on the ecstatic experience of the spiritual. And he said they were caught up with dealing with ethical issues and helping those in need. I had never thought of criticizing them for that. That seemed to me to be one of their main strengths. But there it was. So I have a new perspective now that perhaps religions have another focus they should be doing, and the fact that they are doing things on to help those in need, which is a good thing, and the ethical issues, perhaps those functions should be served by other organizations. So there's my wombat for the day. And now it's time to end the show and tell you you're listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And I'm your host, Harry Baya. And every week I end my show the same way. I end it by asking you to join me in celebrating something. And that celebration is for our being here. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.